Hi, good morning, Rabosa. I hope everyone's well. Continuing here in Rabbeinu Yonah. Ba'odam Hashlomo Olav Hashalom. Musar ra la'ozev orach sone tochachas yomos. Perush. Emes ki ro'oi musar ra la'ozev orach va'ovel devei Torah. One who strays from the path and violates Rachman Letzlan Devei Torah is deserving of harsh afflictions. Lashon Kasha Yiyasu Ish Ezbeno Hashem lekecha miyasreka. Ochen, he's rightly, he's deserving of it, and the potential is there, but still, yesh tikva, there's hope, ki yivaser, that he'll be chastised, v'yoshev midarko hara'a. Achra mimenu, But much worse, Rachman Letzlan, is the person who sone tochachas, person who hates and therefore spurns any type of rebuke. Ki ein lo tikva v'takana b'musara. A person who's not open to positive self-doubt, who's not open to honest self-appraisal, who's not open to therefore being on the receiving end of tochacha, so there's no potential for him, even through Yisurim, to improve, to change his way. Aval achas dosa lomas. There's only one path in front of him. Only one path, and he's deserving, Rachman Letzlan, of that one path. Ki ha'over aveira, while obviously one cannot and should not justify it, one cannot and should not be complacent about it, it is true that tiskafeu ataiva, that he was attacked, as it were, by this surge of taiva, by this urge and surge of taiva. V'hayetzu hishio, lashon hanochash hishiani. According to some pshatim, the nochash, and I think the sfona learns pshat like this, that the nochash is not a serpent, but hu hanochash hu hayetzu hara. It's Adam and Chava's internal Yetzirah. So certainly, according to that pshat, the application of the phrase in this context is especially appropriate. V'yitochen ki nafsho moro lo alasha lo otza koch mipnei Yetzirah. It's entirely possible that the person feels he's aggrieved. There's a bitterness within inside him. Ala shelo atza koach b'mnei yitzo, that he didn't muster the self discipline so as not to succumb to that yitzer. And it's entirely possible that he's desiring the tochachas v'yikavel musar. Aval sone tochachas, that line in Rabbeinu Yonah is contains a very, very important insight into human psychology. Sometimes, rightly or wrongly, but psychology l'chud and logic l'chud, reasoning l'chud and emotion l'chud, sometimes rightly or wrongly, a person doesn't feel as if on his own he can correct his ways. And on some level, whether it's a conscious level, whether it's a subconscious level, he really wants to hear divrei tochacha. He really wants to be on the receiving end of Musa so as to be able to redirect himself. But the person who sonea tochachas kvo noash minafsho. V'sinas ha-tochachas tia lo le'edo ki hu sone divi Hashem Yisbarach. In a certain sense, the worst avera that a person can be guilty of is being sone tochacha, because once a person, as it were, cloisters himself within some kind of echo chamber, so then there's no room for any positive influence, no room for the light of truth to shine upon him. But what does it mean that a person who's sonei tochachos, that it's proof that he's sonei divrei Hashem Yisbarach? I don't know. I think in experience, our impression is that when we, or when we see others who are sonei tochacha, it's more a stubbornness. There's definitely a pronounced element of ego involved. But how do we understand this statement of Rabbeinu Yonah, that by the fact that a person is sonei tochacha, he's sonei divrei Hashem Yisbarach? So what happens, the way we function, when we become too entrenched in something, when there's something non-negotiable in our lives, so then we adjust other things to accommodate it. That's the psychological process. So for instance, let's say a person has a very strong desire to do something, and he's not willing to tame that. He's not willing to channel it appropriately. He's going to act on it. He wants to act on it. I bet it's awesome. Once it becomes a given that I'm going to do such and such, so then in my mind, I'll find a way to be more heter. In my mind, I'll now come up with a whole scheme or a whole framework. I'll concoct something of that sort to justify to myself what I'm doing. I would never, without the shochad of that desire, without that stubbornness of this element which I've made non-negotiable, so I would never adopt such a scheme, such a framework. But once there's something that I'm determined to do, determined to maintain, so then everything else that needs to adjust, that needs to be tweaked, that needs to be changed, that needs to be distorted in order to accommodate it, that's what I do. The impulse to be sone tochocha, I don't know whether necessarily Rabbi Yonah is telling us that impulse to be sone tochocha is the impulse to be sone d'vei Hashem Yisbarach, but ultimately it has to result in that, because if I did A, B, and C that are wrong, and I refuse to acknowledge that, but they were wrong. They were wrong, l'fi Devar Hashem. So the internal false consistency that I'll look to create is going to inevitably entail an element of sinas Devar Hashem Yisbarach. And in Yitochen, that's why Rabbi Yonah says sone divrei Hashem Yisbarach, not sone Hashem Yisbarach, because he's not a sone Hashem Yisbarach. But there are going to be elements of divrei Hashem Yisbarach that he's going to have to spurn and reject if he's a sone tochacha. Okay, we'll stop here for now. We'll resume around 12:45 with the Rishonim in the sugya of Lamed and Al. Okay, have a good, productive morning, everyone. Everyone should be well, be safe, Be'ezus Hashem.